If you're sick in your body tonight, it's time to start to minister. It's time for God to touch you. If you're sick in your body, say, I want to be healed. Would you stand to your feet? Just stand to your feet. Say, man, I need a healing, whatever it might be. The reason why this is a perfect time to do this is because the moments that you get healed are the moments you forget about your sickness and you are thinking more about Jesus. When you see Jesus as more than your sickness, you will be healed. Praise you, God. Ma'am, sir, what's wrong? What's happening? Just so I know. Okay. Your back and your neck. Okay, so I just want you, ma'am, put one hand on your back. You, sir, put it on the ear. Okay, what's going on, sir? Okay, just put your hands on your chest then if you got a lot of things happening. Put your hands on your chest. What's happening here? Hernia, where? Okay, put it right there, your hands. Yes, ma'am. Multiple, okay? Just passing out. Ooh, sir, okay. I want you to just sit in your chair just real quick because I just want the, I'm just going to come, if you don't mind, I'm not going to, you know, touch you or do anything crazy. I'm just going to stand right here. If you'll close your eyes, lift your hands up. There's the love of God right there, sir. There it is. It's touching you right there. Just all from his head to his toes. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. You just sit in that. Just stay right in that right now. He's working on you. Sir, what's going on? Shoulder. Okay. Well, sir, I don't feel this all the time, but I just feel it right now. So just go ahead, if you would, just by faith, just agree with me right now. I believe in the name of Jesus, you're healed. Just very slowly, if you'll just lift your hand just right here. Okay. Bring it back down. And now just like this, just nice and straight. Nice and easy, sir. Okay. Bring it back down. And we're going to do it a couple more times in Jesus' name. There you go. In Jesus' name. I'm feeling something starting to happen there, sir. Just lift that up again. There you go. In Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm looking away from you, sir. In Jesus' precious holy name, by the power of Jesus, just lift it up one more time. Thank you, Lord. And just keep it right there, if you would, just right here. That's good. In Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, be released by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, sir, if you just put your hands together, God's telling me something about you. He's saying that you are a provider of money, but God says you're going to be a provider of the spiritual things you've wanted. That he's going to make you a constant source of providing spiritual rhema. And they won't just be for you anymore. They won't just be for the people you love. But he said he's opening your mouth way bigger because there's a lot more people that need to fit in it. He's got a word for way more people. He's giving you spiritual revelation that is beyond your years, that's beyond anything you've ever studied, because your heart is a good heart. You're a man of compassion and you hurt for people who are broken. And you know what God had? You know what Jesus had that helped him to heal people and help him to help everybody? He said he felt compassion for him. You know, the only requirement he really needs is a person who will feel other people's pain. You're that man. So he says, I'm going to entrust to you people. I'm going to entrust to you sicknesses, diseases of the heart, of the mind. You're going to lay hands on people and pray for people with schizophrenia, people who have issues with mental problems, people who are orphaned, even though they have parents, they'll feel alone. You're just going to say things to them. And here's the thing that God wants you to know. Don't worry about having to be anything but you are, but what you are. You're exactly what God needs. And he says, in the process, I'm going to be working on a lot of things with you, not just on your physical body, but he says, I'm going to unveil to you things in the scriptures. And you're going to be like a little kid again. You're just going to be unpacking gifts. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, have you seen that? Do you know that's what God told me? Do you know that's what it's like right now? You're just going to be unpacking gifts. The revelations God gave you. You're going to be so excited to give them away. It's like you're Santa Claus, man, for everybody. You're just giving away gifts of words that they needed that are in season. Proverbs said, how great is a word? There's nothing like a word in season. You're going to give exactly what people need at the time they need it. Ma'am, you're being blessed right now because you obviously love this person and care about him. So that's great. But ma'am, I just wanted you to know as well, very simply, God said your prayers have been heard. He's going to answer everything that you've said, everything that you need. And especially, what are you standing up for your healing? What do you need?
My neck.
Okay, have you had any trouble with sleep or any trouble, with eight? Okay, so I just see when you're laying down, there's just a restlessness that's coming and just can't happen. So you have a physical issue, but God says there's a soul issue that you're twisted on the inside with something that is making you extremely anxious. And God is saying that if you'll open up your hands, so just do that right now, close your eyes. Just renew right now everything giving over to God. Just trust Him again with everything in your life. And supernaturally, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I just pray in Jesus' name that that peace comes over you and that you be healed from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, but that your sleep is healed in Jesus' name. You're going to sleep like a baby, ma'am. You're going to sleep like a baby because, yeah, you're tired. Okay, exactly, for sure. The recipe for great sleep is trust. And so if you ever feel angsty, you literally have to take your heart out of your chest, imagining it, and give it back to God. Say everything that's on the heart that's making this thing heavy, I just give it to you again. The Bible says, cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and He'll sustain you. Amen? Praise God. What's going on, sir? Your heart, you have a heart issue? Oh, man. No. What's your physical issue? Nothing? Your past. Amen. Okay. Well, brother, close your eyes. Let's just repent right now inside of your own heart right now. Just everything right now, just between you and God. Say, Lord, I just repent inside of you right now. Just say, God, everything in my past. You know, He washes it away. He takes it as far as the east is from the west. You'll never be able to find it again. Your past is behind you. He's got a great future for you, man. A great future for you. What do you want to be? What's the career that you really want to have, man? What's the thing that you really want to be? A union operator. Okay, cool. I heard it was something cool and unique, so that's awesome. But there's also some other things that are going to be on your plate. So union operator, I want you to go with it. Go for it with all your heart. But here's the thing that God says. You're getting discipled over the next 2 years. Discipled by God Himself. So here's your thing. Here's your responsibility. You got to show up and open up your Bible. Just got to open up your Bible. Whether you spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, don't worry about all the time. You got to get discipled now. God wants to make you His disciple because you have things in your future that are way too heavy that He wants to depend on you for that you're going to really need His help. So if you want to partner with God, man, He'll become a best friend to you. He'll become somebody you can depend on like nobody else. You're going to trust Him deeper than you have, but He'll do things with your life, man, you never even knew how to pray for. So that's what I'm believing for you. That's what I see. And over the next 2 years, you're going to discipleship school. Even though you're not going to travel to some other college, God's going to put you in His college. So, man, bless you, bro, with that in Jesus' name, okay? Yeah, what's going on? Your stomach, put your hand on your stomach. Just breathe in and out. Come on, come with me. You got to do it by faith. Breathe in and out. There you go. Keep doing that. You starting to feel something there? In Jesus' name. I'm just saying, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Head to your toes. Just keep breathing in and out. Stomach problems will be completely done. Ma'am, your house has hands over it. There are people, I don't know if there's people that have said curses or there are people that are around you that are violent attitudes, violent speaking, violent acting, and there is a hand of witchcraft that is over your house. So what God is telling me is that you don't need to be afraid. Because you showed up in the building today, God is prying the fingers off right now, off of your home, and you're going home in the quarantine zone I talked about. You're going home in that quarantine zone. You will be safe. You have nothing to fear. God says you only have one responsibility. Anything that's in your home that might draw any kind of spirit of fear, that's any movies that might be in your home, any things that might be happening, make sure you just clear those out. Out of your home. God will do all the rest. Now, this is going to be a supernatural thing because there's all kinds of things coming from different sides of you that are possibilities of danger right now. And I just see God. I'm literally a quarantine zone you're walking in, but we just got to get it off of your house. So everybody stretch out your hands to her just real quick. And we're just going to pray Exodus 12:23, which says when they put the blood on the doorpost, the destroyer passed right by them, right? And so we just say in the name of Jesus right now, I just agree with you, ma'am, that your house is a place of safety. Your house is a place of wholeness. And even I see that there's people that enter the house on a regular basis that have some serious demonic issues that are actually going on of addictions and all kinds of other things that are around you that are coming. That's all witchcraft that's coming around you. But the quarantine zone, man, you're in a place nothing can touch you. God's going to protect you. But there's also certain people in your life that God is going to, He's going to separate you from, because it doesn't mean He doesn't love him. But He loves you too much to get hurt, and He'll work on them in His own time. You hearing me? Okay, so I don't know anything else, but I'm just saying what I'm hearing. And is this good? Is this okay? Receive that safety, ma'am, in Jesus' name. Yes? Bad knee problems? Just go ahead and just, if you would, just nice and slow. Nothing crazy. Just start just moving those knees. I'll come right back to you, ma'am. You're doing this in faith right now. Just close your eyes. Don't worry about anybody else looking at you right now. Just do it in faith. Yes. Chronic. Oh, wow. Okay. Gotcha. Chronic bone pain, COPD. Okay. So I'm seeing you very young, as a young girl. And I'm seeing that there's a syringe injected into you, and it's the syringe of heartbreak and pain that's being injected into you as a little girl. That was the assignment of the enemy. That was happening from different people, different sources. And I see places you've put your hope, and your hope has been deferred. So your heart has gotten sick because your heart has been broken by certain things you've really believed were gonna happen, and they didn't happen. But God says, my world that I see is not work from Monday to Sunday. I stand above all of time, and I see it all at once, and I'm already in the future. And I was with you in every moment. And he says, not only was I with you, I am the one who takes vengeance, and I am the justifier of everything that's happened to you. I will have justice in your life. God says the things that you care about the most that were happened that you did not understand. God said, I didn't lose any of them. Psalm 56 verse 8, I think it is, says that he holds your tears in a bottle and he looks at them throughout the day. So God has seen the brokenness and the joys of your life. I see on one hand, you've been very blessed in many things, like incredibly. And I see on other hands, you've had hopes and some of the hopes have not happened and definitely not the way you saw them, and you didn't have any answers for that. And that happens to all of us to a certain degree, but God says, I wanna start giving you some of those answers. But he says, I'm gonna do it, some of them in your dreams, when you're sleeping. So right from this moment on, I just want you to sleep with a notepad or a journal, something next to your bed with a pen. All that is just saying, God, if you want to speak to me, I'm ready, okay? Because our nighttime was supposed to be at the time where God writes us love letters in the night. They're called dreams. Nightmares are the enemy's version, and those inspire fear. When you have a God dream, you can hope and believe in anything in spite of the circumstances you wake up to. Amen. And so, you're a woman who can impart great blessing. You have great peace that follows you so many places. I just feel like God just wants to reward you for faithfulness of heart, for faithfulness of believing in the midst of times when you didn't understand. And God says you're just a precious daughter of him that he never's overlooked. You weren't somebody who was on the sideline who didn't seem to fit in. But God says you always fit in with him. You've always been perfectly placed, a perfect puzzle piece that fit perfectly with him. He enjoys you, and he wants you to speak to him more. More and more. Say anything that's on your heart. He never gets tired of hearing your voice. Beautiful thing to hear. Amen. And so just put your hands on your stomach. In Jesus' name, just give her the gift right now, God, of just healing from her head to her toes in Jesus' name. I just thank you, God, by the blood of Jesus. Just heal her, God. Reverse the things going on in her body. Just reverse them, Lord. We thank you that you love her. Because of love, you do this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God. Sir, touching you right now, right on your heart. Jesus' name, be healed. Yes, ma'am, what's going on? Multiple things on your heart right here. What's happening with you? Lots on your heart right here, okay? Would you guys lift one hand up and then the other just on your chest? Other one hand up, the other on your chest. Yes, ma'am, close your eyes. In the name of Jesus, just breathe on these three people right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. There it is, right now in Jesus' name. Breathe it in the power of the Holy Spirit. There you go. Thank you, God, that wind of your change, the wind of your presence comes to every one of these bodies. You created them. You created them. You can recalibrate them right now to the original design. Recalibrate them to the original design right now. In Jesus' precious name, I touch you in faith by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, from your head to your toes. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Sir, you've been getting, you can open your mouth. You've been getting tired. You don't need to be getting tired as much as you've been getting tired. And I just see that you've been having unnecessary fatigue, and God's gonna give you energy like you used to have in your 20s. Okay? So that's his gift to you. Here's your part to play. Get into the word every day, because as you feed on physical food, your spirit man needs food. I know that you know this, but here's what's going to happen. When you're reading the word, never think of it again as something you're just doing that's spiritual. It will actually fuel your physical body. How do I know this? Moses went up in the book of Exodus and took a 40-day fast from food and water. He had to do two of them consecutively because he came down and got angry again, and God said, you got to come right back up again because you need more. But he had no food and no water, yet his face radiated when he came down. So in other words, the glory of God is not just a spiritual thing. It actually can nourish your physical body. So I'm believing in Jesus' name when you open that word, something supernatural. Energy is coming to you, man. I just felt it, man, like your 20s, man. You're going to bounce around and be like, what's going on next? What's happening next? What's going on? Hope you can handle that, by the way. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Dialysis. Okay. All right, lift those hands there. Yes, other one. Okay, all right. Lift your hand, put your hands out toward this woman right here. We're praying on behalf of her family in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you go to them, that you know no distance. You don't have to get on a plane. You don't have to take a taxi. In Jesus' name, we can agree right here. Holy Spirit, you're in the place that they are. We rebuke the enemy off of her sister. God, that the enemy's plan will not work on taking her life. We rebuke the enemy off of the other sister and her body in Jesus' name. As she stands in unity with you, God, you respond to this, and I put in your hands right now and in your voice over the telephone the healing waves of God, and we agree with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you receive it by faith? Amen. Yes, ma'am. Right knee, start moving it just real easy, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, arthritis and a blockage. So, ma'am, I need you to sit down, because the way that I deal with arthritis and that I've really seen is arthritis is a spirit. Okay? It is a crippling spirit. So I'm going to treat it as a demonic spirit. Do you mind if I do that? It's not going to be anything crazy. I'm not going to come and slap you around or anything else. That's why you're just sitting down right here. But we're going to take authority over this thing, because arthritis is straight from the depths of hell. Okay? And it does not belong on you. It is crippling. It shrivels up. It comes at, that is all the characteristics of something like that. And Jesus loves you so much. There's nothing wrong with you, ma'am. Just so you know, God loves you so much, and it doesn't deserve to be on you. Amen? He loves you so much. Close your eyes. Let's just pray right now. Put your hands out toward it. Now, when we're dealing with something like this, this is a spirit, we have to command this. Okay? She's already said it's fine. She's ready for this. She wants to receive the healing of the Holy Spirit. She knows there's nothing wrong with her. God loves her so much, but we got to deliver over from this. So if you speak in a prayer language and you start doing it right now out loud, right now out loud, come on, do it right now. Like you're moving something, like you're about to move something. In the name of Jesus, I tell you by the power of the Holy Spirit, be touched from your head to your toes, and I call you spirit to leave her body in Jesus' name. Arthritis, loose your grip. You are not welcome in this body any longer. You're not welcome to twist into shape any longer. Be gone from her by the power of the Holy Spirit. And in Jesus' name, I thank you, God, by the blood of the Lamb, that you are freed in Jesus' precious holy name. I thank you that her sleep will be better than it's ever been. I thank you, God, that she'll walk around better than she's ever walked, that she'll bend better than she's ever been, that everything about her, God, will be taken. And Jesus, renew by the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you in Jesus' name from your head to your toes. Man, what are you feeling on you right now? What are you feeling as we're praying? Something is shifting in you right now as we're doing it, because I'm telling you, I can see physically something happening. Keep your hands out here. Keep praying. Let's pray it right through in the name of Jesus. She's literally feeling a shifting going on. That's really cool. Thank you in Jesus' name. I'm going to just touch right here in Jesus' name, from your head to your toes, all the way up your body. We take authority over this. Be gone in Jesus' name. No more twisting, no more hindering, no more bunching up by the power of the Holy Ghost, that you are gone by the blood of Jesus and in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Wow, man. If you just lift your arms just a little bit to praise the Lord. How's that starting to feel? Open up your left hand, if you would. Open up in and out, just like that. Just bend your arms just a little bit like that, too. My gosh, man, what are you starting to feel? I'm feeling freedom all over you right now. You see, it feels stronger. Wow, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Give God a hand right now. Give God a hand. Ma'am, this is going to continue. As you sleep tonight, it's going to continue. Man, that's really cool. I love it when you look at their face and they're just like, I don't know what's happening, but something's happened. That's pretty great. That's pretty good stuff. And what's going on with you, brother? Back pain. Okay, hand right here. If you'll bend over for me, just real quick, just right there is fine. Jesus' name, from his head to his toes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Just slowly, sir, come on, come back up, and then come back down. Nice and easy. Come back up very slow, and now come back up. One more time with me, sir, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Be loosed from your head to your toes. Be loosed from your head to your toes. Man, I felt something happen right there, sir, just in your back. And I thank you in Jesus' name that you complete that healing completely. Sir, what's happening with you over here? Back as well. Sir, just do it right here in faith. I just plead. I send you the word according to Psalm 103 that you're healed. In the name of Jesus, keep your hand there. Really slowly, just start bending over. There you go. Back and forth in Jesus' name. Let healing touch his body, Lord. Let healing touch his body. Breathe in and out there, my brother. Hey, right here, man. Put your hands on your body. Just breathe in and out. Everything you know, everything that you need, God knows about you, man. He knows what's in you, brother. He knows what's around you. He knows what your body's suffering from. He knows the needs of you. You just got to trust right now and just breathe in and out and just breathe that healing in and out of your body. Thank you, Lord God. Everybody that's here, everybody lift your hands up who's still standing. And we're just going to pray for you that we send you the word in Jesus' name. In this left section right here, sir, with the Chicago shirt, I send you the word in Jesus' name. You receive that healing. Close your eyes right now. In Jesus' name, from his head to his toes. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Supernatural things, brother. Supernatural things are happening for you that you'll be healed from your head to your toes. Brother, he's using you as a mouth of fire. He's putting a mouth of fire in you, man. I'm out the fire. So what you're going to do is you're going to meet with people who have all kinds of struggles, addictions, and he's going to give you a mouth of fire to deliver people. Go ahead, stand back up, man. A mouth of fire to deliver people. Would you put your hand on your mouth? I'm hearing the scriptures right here. Jeremiah says it like this. He said, God came down and he put a hot coal to my mouth. See, man, you don't think you're worthy of this because you think you've really, you know, you've messed up. You've got all kinds of past. You've got things you don't understand. You have all these reasons why this should not work for you. Well, that's all the reasons it does, and God chooses people. So if you'll just receive God's love and stop judging your past or what you have or what's going on in your life as the reasons why you should be qualified, just let it go, man. God chooses people that don't make no sense. Are you okay to be that person? Wouldn't you want your life to be exciting and used by God? Well, he wants you to have it, man. So your mouth now is being touched by fire, and I feel a seriousness about God coming into you. I'm talking, man, there's going to be, in a couple months, it's going to be quick, a couple months from now, there's nothing that's going to be able to deter you from your pursuit of God because you are a passionate person, and you will get obsessed with God. God loves that. You're gonna turn on fire, man. I'm telling you, nobody's gonna be able to dissuade you anymore. And you're not gonna even care that you have all the answers to the questions because God's gonna be literally letting fire out of your hands, out of your mouth, everywhere you go. And you're just gonna be so excited to be used by God. So, but the only thing that's gonna hold you back is your past. Keep talking to you and saying, man, well, this is the reasons you shouldn't deserve this. Those are the reasons God picks you. Yeah. It's because he knows you'll be humble through the whole journey because you know you don't deserve it.
Amen?
Amen? I love you, man. Dude, what's your name?
Aaron,
hit me up, bro, on Facebook. I love you, dude. Thank you. In Jesus' name, what's happening? Seizures and migraines. Take a seat if you would. Man, we rebuke though. I treat these the exact same way. Do you mind if I treat this as an evil spirit? It's not, you're not evil at all, but just close your eyes. In Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we take away seizures in the name of Jesus from her head to her toes. Be released by the power of the Holy Ghost. Those seizures will cease. Those seizures are gone. Those migraines are gone in Jesus' name. From your head to your toes, the blood of Jesus comes against you. The blood of Jesus comes against you. Release her body. This is not your vessel anymore. This is not your place anymore. Healing takes this place. Love takes this place. You will not have another seizure. You will not have another seizure. You will not have another migraine in Jesus' name. From her head to her toes, be free. Be free. Be free. Be free in Jesus' precious holy name. From her head to her toes. How long has this been happening? Has this happened your whole life? Last 3 years. The migraines, how long they've been happening? Past couple months, 3 years for seizures, migraines for the last couple months. Ma'am, you're feeling something on you right now. It's powerful. And I'm telling you that flame burns out the enemy. It takes the place where he was. The Bible says that when a demon leaves, it said he takes get seven people and tries to come back. But see, your house is going to be filled because you love the word of God. So, you know, they look for vacancy, but you have no vacancy because you're filling yourself with the word. Look at these notes you've already taken. Look at this thing. You love God. You love the word. This should not be in your life any longer. And there's nothing wrong with you expecting that it will change. This is not God's doing to put this on you. It's his doing that he takes it off. Amen. Never let the enemy convince you that you deserve this for any reason or that this should be on you. You resist it in Jesus' name. Okay? You're a woman of God. You're going to touch a lot of people. You're a really, really great woman. You're amazing. Do you like music? You love music. You sing because I see tons of songs coming from you. You used to write songs. You better start again. Okay, get that pen moving because you're going to have some beautiful words coming. I see you writing songs that give people pictures when you write, when they hear the words, you're painting pictures. I see like gorgeous pictures. Your lyrics are just going to be amazing. Really beautiful lyrics. Beautiful. I need better lyrics. So, man, my God. Yes. What do you need, brother? Anything? Nothing. Yes. Okay, take a seat, sir. Let's pray for you there. Prostate cancer as well. No more. You ain't got no more. Praise God. Okay, what do you need, man? Okay, take a seat, ma'am. Let's pray for you here. If you guys would both put your hands up just like this as you're seated right there. Put your hands toward them. Then let's pray for these in the back to finish this. Yes, sir. Back in your knee. Which knee? Right knee. Okay, sir, I'm just going to touch it if you don't mind in Jesus' name. From your head to your toes. Close your eyes there, sir. Just receive the power of the Holy Spirit in this and in your back in Jesus' name. I see him just generally taking away the pain right now. And you need some serious encouragement as well, sir. You need some encouragement about some situations right now. I see a heavy weight that's on your shoulders for some things in your life and some stress. God wants to take the burden, take the weight off of you, sir. He's really in control. He's got you. He's already solved the issues. He's been before you and he already has worked them out. Remember, it was never a surprise for God. He loves you. It's okay. You need to know that you're never too old to still act like a son. He's a good father. Let him take that weight. Let him take that pressure. In Jesus' name. What's going on with you, man? Thank you, Lord. Just receive this right now. Sciatic nerve pain. Okay, sir. So just with you, brother, you're a man of faith. I know that already. So just start taking a walk just through the back. Just a couple times. Just start walking with your hands lifted and just start thanking God. Be making sure you're putting some weight on that leg. Can we start saying thank you to Jesus? Say thank you to Jesus. Thank you to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. If you'll take a seat where you're at, just take a seat where you're at. And you three just were right here as well. What was going on with you here with the colored hair? Because I have an incredible word for you, but what was going on with you? Everybody else can take a seat. Okay. Do you have a lot of friends? Okay. No one likes you. I knew you were going to... Okay, she says her daughter likes you. Here's the thing. Okay, so I saw you from across the room. I looked and I said, oh my gosh, Jesus really likes her. That's literally the moments that came to me, okay? So he needed you to hear that first of all. But second, he's going to bring some great friends into your life. Okay, so the gift that you stood up for, you're like, oh man, I need some healing in my back. But here's the thing. You have a lot of changing that God's going to do of your mind because you believe horrible things about yourself. Just so you know, like horrible. Like you're in the depths of like horrible things. And at least you can laugh about it. That's great. And you're honest about it. That's awesome. So there's a process that's got to happen with you. It's going to take months. But here's the cool thing. It will be so enjoyable. It's not going to be hard. But you need to... It's like this. God can't make you get the love he wants for you. And he can't make you get the joy he wants for you. But it's really simple. If you'll just partner with him. And how do we do that? First, we got to show up each day. Just take 10 minutes before you go to sleep. Start with 10 minutes. It's a powerful 10. I'm telling you. 10 minutes is a magic number. Just to start with, just show up with God. Put a great worship song. You love something like that. Make it simple that you can understand. And just wait for the Lord. Just wait for him to tangibly touch you, feel you. Write something down if you feel something. But then what's going to happen is then you're going to get deeper. There's going to be women that are also in this church, I feel, and women that are around this church that have really incredible things to say to you that you reject. Okay? And you've been bouncing off love gifts from God that have been coming at you for a while. Okay, so here's the thing. God put voices around you of encouragement. And in this house, I see many big sisters and mothers as well that want to really help you and touch you in this journey. But you need to dedicate yourself to go to the school of discipleship. I said it to him, you're the other person that Jesus has picked this entire weekend. He wants to disciple everybody, but not everybody's ready. But he's saying, if you want to be in that place, he'll take you into his school of discipleship, which means that he will explain things to you as you see them. So just to give you a little idea, and I'll be done. When you're in the school of discipleship, you wake up in the morning, and even the air you breathe feels different because you know something has started. You're waking up because you know your entire day is filled with lessons from God. Okay, so your eyes are going to change. You'll still have your same beautiful eyes that you have. You still have that, but your eyes literally are going to be able to see spiritual things everywhere. You're going to see spiritual lessons here, the way that she walks. Oh, okay. The way she holds herself. Oh, the way that he said that, the way that preaching was going on, the way this person's acting, all that. You're just going to hear God's voice right beside you. It's like he's standing on your shoulder as you're walking around with you in the day. He's like, hey, I want you to learn this from that. I want you to learn this from that. Don't just pass that up. There's a lesson here. Do you see the lesson? So you're going into the school of discipleship with Jesus. And this is so important because God does this at the timings of people's lives that they're about to be given something very useful for a lot of people. So it's going to start just with you. And then all of a sudden, you're not going to recognize yourself within not a long time. A few months is what I see. I don't know if it's 9 months. I don't know if it's 14 months. I don't know the amount of time, but I just see months. And out of that, you're going to come out as a different person. You'll look yourself in the mirror. You'll feel different. But then you'll be able to give people things that you've always wanted to. Friends are going to flock towards you because you are going to show yourself as friendly. Those who show themselves as friendly will have friends. There are people that love you. And you are somebody's best friend they have been waiting for. And they're about to come into your life. Amen? All right. God bless you guys. Thank you, Jesus.